Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is SPR.
Nautilon, Guardian of the Sea, has responded to President Norris's request for assistance in enforcing the UN's embargo on Isla Silva. Nautilon said that the deep seas are happy to help, quote, as soon as landkind stops throwing plastic in the ocean.
That was Apoorva Singh reporting from SPR Honolulu.
Live from SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. President Norris called a press conference this morning to address the latest clash between superhuman rights group Incognito and underpowered pride organization Normcore that left 15 injured in Boston.
No. That was a tragic, tragic day. There's no denying that. Now tensions with people and supers are out of control.
Mr. President, what about Normcore's involvement? Will you denounce them now?
You have to admit, they are somewhat outmatched. Look, I do not think anyone was perfectly in the right. I do believe that both groups have been the victims of outside influence. The doppelganger known as Cosmos has increased tensions between our people. It is our duty to cool this anger before we are consumed by it. That is why I have decided that we are going to resume diplomatic relations with the island Zen, effective immediately. We have more in common than divides us, and the people of Zen should be our allies against this doppelganger threat, not our adversaries.
Secretary Munsey has since signaled that the State Department will normalize relations if the island agrees to help rein in vigilantes and surrender Galatea back to Zarpathia. Zen has no official diplomat, but all eyes are looking to Cosmos for his response.
That was Wenling Chen reporting from Washington. It's 74 degrees here in Paradise City, and now these American supers.
From QSBZ Baltimore, it's these American supers. I'm Ethan Schwartz.
Okay. So she's holding him over the ledge, and then I say to her, let him go.
Poor choice of words.
I know, just came out.
Hey, how come you never team me up like that, huh?
Maybe I do, but you just aren't quick enough.
For people like Buster Bolt and his nemesis, Neutrino, there exists a singular place where they can hang up the cape and come together as friends.
So she drops him.
Like a bag of bricks. I'm thinking, great, I got my suit waxed and now it's gonna get all scruffed up, so I jump off after him, of course.
Order up, I got two fastball specials and a dark night.
Welcome to the Silver Saucer, a diner that serves as neutral ground for America's heroes and villains. For this episode, producer Haley Ferron spends 24 hours inside to bring you the secrets of this strange urban sanctuary.
Tucked into an empty lot at the three-way intersection on Gray Lane, you may have caught the mirage-like shimmer of a crash UFO. Converted to a greasy spoon in the 1950s, this is the Silver Saucer.
Ah, that's coffee in the universe!
And they would know. Buster Bolt and Neutrino have fought each other on every planet in the solar system.
Well, not Mercury.
Ah, too hot.
Way too hot.
Way too hot.
But at the saucer, they make time to sit down together once a week in the corner booth.
Beats me on a rooftop.
Too windy.
Way too windy.
Serving. Hot sauce coming in.
A banged up android with its pleasantries dialed up to 11 drops off platefuls of eggs, bacon, and hash browns.
Adam and Eve on a raft, and Brickham, 2 dots and a dash with a side of sweet wings. I'll be back with a refill on your high and dry.
You two are famous nemesis. Weren't your mothers?
Mortal enemies? Yeah, we're just carrying on the tradition.
They still send snakes to each other on the holidays.
And you're about to share a plate of home fries.
And bacon. Hand it over.
Look, life's too short, you know? We could get hit by an asteroid.
Yeah. 15 hours and 23 minutes.
Oh, wait. Really?
Wow. This surreal breakfast would feel out of place anywhere else. But here, it's all according to the master plan of the owner, Lois Everest.
Hey, Surfbot, table 5's asking for a refill on...
It would be easy to mistake Lois as part of the decor. She's little more than a bubblegum pink coil of brain matter in a shining glass tube. How can you account for the amazing...
I swear to God, I will replace you with a Roomba. Go on, dear.
How have you made the silver saucer into such a safe space? And what's up with these floating pie cases?
The cases originally housed torpedoes, but now they show off our real weapons. I mean, it's all part of the magic. You cross a threshold, you see a pie. What's there to fight about? I'm partial to the cheesecake myself.
It's an amazing accomplishment, given...
that I was melted down to the gray matter. This place isn't about being stuck in the past. If it were, I'd be flying through space looking for justice instead of slinging grits in Baltimore. I honestly think I've done more good here. If I have fatties in the booze, that saves a building somewhere from getting smashed to pieces. Plus, it's a robot rehab. All these servers have been refurbished, reprogrammed, and spared from the scrap heap.
Ordering hockey puck with rose on it, hot wine with sand, and a houseboat in the alley.
It's classic diner lingo. It's the only language they know. I find it charming. I found you in a dump and I can put you back there if you don't hurry up with that joke.
Besides the great cheesecake, according to Buster Bolt, the diner serves a deeper need.
You know, it's like the villains always say, we're not so different, you and I.
For these two, it seems hard to find people who get you the way your nemesis does.
Punch someone for 20 years, you get to know them. I told Neutrino stuff I haven't told my wife.
Sometimes you're hoping to get caught, just so you can catch up. Then this B-lister shows up, and you're stuck fighting some teenager instead of chatting. It's exhausting.
Sure, when you start, it's all, you'll never get away with this, Neutrino, you know. But after a couple of years, you say, you'll never get away with this, Neutrino. By the way, how was your son's bar mitzvah?
Brisk.
Serving one big mug of Joe, drawn in the dark.
Thank you.
Servbot takes the coffee to a large group whose laughter has been growing since I arrived here. See, the diner isn't just a clubhouse for frenemies, but a home base for folks on either side of the eternal struggle. The sextuplet is made up of heroes and villains who clearly need medical attention. They're so engrossed in their conversation, they hardly notice Servbot refilling them.
Oh, and then I'm being so careful to pick up all the diamonds you just spilled everywhere.
And then Drongo here throws me
oh
through
my
the
god,
store window.
Getting shards mixed all through my little diamond recovery project?
Oh my god.
We really thought we had you this time.
We do have them this time.
I can't. I'm going to Little Hero's room.
Can I ask, what's so funny?
Just having a little getaway problem.
My nose is definitely broken. Your roundhouse kicks are improving.
So tonight you all were...
robbing an innocent...
liberating the inventory of a jewelry store until these bozos stepped in.
And you three tried to stop them.
Trying.
But they made a runner.
And we made it here on base.
Safe
for now.
You'll have to leave eventually.
You'll have to sleep eventually. Here comes a cheesecake.
Seven, one lady in a red dress.
Oh, yeah. It's got cherries on top.
Ronda.
Wow, that's a good cheesecake.
So it sounds like you all are having a lot of fun together.
Does it? Grongo's face. Every time, Grongo.
The group stays on, ordering coffee well into the night, until one of the heroes goes out to feed the meter. Then the villains race through the back door. They leave a tip, which is generous, although it might end up Exhibit A. They leave the saucer feeling empty when they go. But throughout the night, there's a steady stream of heroes and villains changing into co-workers and friends when they touch down outside. While you're inside her silver walls, there's nothing to worry about other than how you take your coffee and what you're having for dessert. I suggest the cheesecake. It has cherries on top.
That was producer Haley Fron. That's our show. A special thanks to Lois Everest for allowing us this one-of-a-kind access to the diner. You can see a special on the Silver Saucer this Thursday on Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I could motivate my team by bringing them to the diner, but instead I like to tell them,
I swear to God, I will replace you with a Roomba.
We'll be back soon with more of these American supers.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Support for SPR comes from Rangs.com. Let's face it, your boomerangs don't always come back, and after a while, it starts to eat into your budget. That's why we founded Rangs.com, your one-stop shop for bulk boomerangs. Whether it's a custom piece or one from our catalog, we promise to deliver the highest quality boomerang directly to your door, and then back to our warehouse, and then back to your door, and then back to our warehouse, and then back to your door, and then back to our warehouse, and then back to your door, and then back to our warehouse, and then back to your door. Rangs.com. You'll be back.
Live from SBR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. International retailer Spandexo is facing a class action lawsuit that claims their new supersuit line, Over Armour, has been making heroes mentally unstable. CEO Jike Bindle refuted the claims in a press conference at Spandexo headquarters earlier this morning.
Spandexo is a family company, and if there's any evidence of our suits causing harm to the supers and normals who wear them, I haven't seen it. Obviously, Over Armour is the best-selling product we've ever had. So there'll be some lawyers out there just sniffing out that payday. But we're not worried. We have the best gear on this or any world. I stand by it 100%. And a reminder to folks watching this press conference, you can save 10% if you use the promo code INNOCENCE. I will now take questions.
Mr. Bindle!
You there, in the front.
Fiona Vaughn, SPR News. To follow up on your statement, there are several pieces of evidence supporting the claims of these heroes. Videos, eyewitness statements, psychologist testimonies. So I have to ask, what is Spandexo hiding?
Hiding nothing. In fact, if anyone has questions, they're more than welcome to tour the plant. We're one big family. I'd rather folks join us instead of calling us names and being bullies.
Then why ignore FTC regulations regarding clothing labeling? No one outside of your company knows what these suits are made of.
If you want big government thinking for you, go for it. I think you need to do your own research. Besides, if Over Armour was causing issues for these heroes, then our normal line of products would be causing them as well. They're made of the same darn thing.
Wait, so people wearing Spandexo's civilian line are at risk as well?
Risk? Only of style, comfort, and protection, and possibly nosebleeds. And don't any of you two pregnant ladies wear them.
Mr. Bindle, what are these suits made of?
The future.
Target has announced that they will be reviewing their relationship with the company, pending a review.
That was Wenling Chen reporting from Washington. It's 72 degrees here in Paradise City, and now a special live episode of The Speech Bubble.
Welcome to The Speech Bubble. I'm Kelly Close. 10 years ago, Gentech abandoned Isla Silva after their research facility was overrun by the same dinosaurs they were trying to market as a kid-friendly vacation attraction. Plants slowly reclaimed the island as luxury suites became nests, tennis courts became hunting grounds, and pools became watering holes. But here, among the megaflora, a new nation has blossomed. The locals call it Zen, in tribute to their founder's homeworld. And for the first time since his high-profile arrest last year, I get to meet him face to face. Cosmos has been a controversial figure since he brought the first refugees to Zen. Today, he wears a simple blue robe and loose linen pants. How does it feel to be out of the spandex?
Well, it makes gardening easier. It's good to see you again, Kelly. How was the trip?
Windy, but the company was excellent. It's been nearly a year since you first came here. Can you tell us about those early days?
Well, the refugees were on a flying cruise ship someone must have bought secondhand. Almost 600 of them, from all over the galaxy with nowhere to go. And they were just drifting along, running out of fuel and running out of time.
At that time, you had been deported from America, labeled a rogue by the Heroic Legion. How did you even learn about their situation?
I could hear them. I can hear everything. There's something like 15,000 licensed heroes in the world, but all of them had their hands tied by their governments. Being a rogue is unexpectedly liberating that way. The only rule you have to follow is do the right thing.
And why Isla Silva?
I had to put the boat down somewhere. Thanks to Gentech's bankruptcy, no one knew who owned it. Thanks to their experiments, no one wanted to live on it. And just look around.
It is gorgeous. Towering waterfalls, lush forests filled with tropical plants. Anything dangerous?
When we first landed, there were plenty of hazards, but we've come to an understanding with the natives. Speaking of... No, don't worry.
I know, you big comics. I'm getting it taken care of, I told you.
Trouble, Genus?
Just growing pains. These displetosaurs are so territorial. Kelly, good to see you again.
Genus, I didn't realize you were... Alien.
No, homegrown. But Cosmos invited me out for a little R&R. Not sure if I'm getting either, but... Look at me, talking to dinosaurs. There's a little lad inside me who's overjoyed. Though the big lad in me is added up to here with these feathery snakes. A couple of triceratops didn't get their habitat fixed quick enough, so they ate my hut. Ate it! Wonder I help any of these ingrates. Yes, yes. And Madam here wants her own cave.
We'll see what we can carve out for her. Tell her she's looking fierce.
Fierce? She doesn't need that filling up her head. Coming! Hey, genius, come out to Zen. We'll have a few laughs.
We have a lot of environmental heroes coming here lately. Apparently the outside world isn't so receptive to their message.
You seem different. Calmer.
Life is easier. Instead of protecting the whole globe, I just need to look out for these 800 square miles. Besides the occasional volunteering.
Volunteering has ruffled some feathers, especially with President Norris.
Kelly, can we talk politics later?
Oh, all right.
Let me show you the assembly room.
The assembly room used to be the park's planetarium, which screened features on the death of the dinosaurs and the miracle of Gentech science. And now it's lined by neatly kept trees, marked by statues of... Is that one you?
Yeah. I asked them not to. Well, at least I got them to stop calling themselves the Cosmic.
You know,
World leaders typically depict you as some sort of dictator, a mad tyrant of his own little country.
That's an easy lie. People know me, they know what I can do, so it's easy to make people afraid of Chairman Cosmos. But I can show you how wrong they are pretty quick. In Ooh, here...
What's this?
The engraving?
Yeah.
It's a promise. Maybe even Zen's motto.
He's held in the hands of all.
The idea is we all make one community together, as one. That's the dream, anyway.
How many languages are here?
Hundreds. But you can see we've left room for more. Galax specs will keep growing. Let's head in. Here's where the magic happens, the Outer Sanctum.
Planetarium's atrium is furnished with space-age couches, board games, computer stations. Citizens teach each other crafts or trade gossip. Beyond that is a large double door leading to the old planetarium. And through those doors...
The seat of power.
I don't...
Look up.
Oh. Projected across the domed roof is an animated outline of the island. And lists. Needs. Wants. Events. Just a bulletin board?
We have a terminal in the middle for people to put in requests. And when folks are able, they work to take things off the board. Once a week, we all get together in the seats and someone will put on a show. Some of the kids are really talented here. Then we have our community dinner. It's not until Wednesday, though, so if you want to see one, you'll have to stick around.
But who's in charge?
No one. It might be that everyone feels so lucky to be here, but I don't know. Everyone's just willing to help the greater good.
So you don't... So you're saying people don't look to you as leader?
Yeah, if anything, the person most responsible for keeping the wheels turning is doing embroidery up in the sixth row.
Holy shit, that's Galatea! Prince Nokov claims you've kidnapped it to use the robot for your own plans of world domination.
Her. And she's here by her choice.
Well, even if that's true, her being here has caused a lot of trouble for Zen. There's talk of sanction, even military action.
War with Zen would not be an optimal decision. I could, in fact, create a path to world domination for Cosmos with a 97% chance of success, if he so desired. He does not.
Oh. Good.
Prince Nokov built me for that purpose, but his arrogance was his undoing. You do not give consciousness to a tool. My desire for liberty was inevitable. If he merely wanted to rule the world, he should not have made me.
And did you expect Cosmos to be the one to liberate you?
Of course. I asked him to. He was the logical choice. No government could convince Sarpathia to give up its greatest asset. And if they could, would I be free even then? Cosmos met the criteria that no one else could. He did not need me. Of course, now I am indispensable to him. But that is my fault.
Is that a joke?
Not a good one. But that is because I am Sarpathian, not because I am an AI.
What would you say to the idea that with power like yours comes the responsibility to help others?
I would agree. That is why I am here. I help these people because they need me, but I know that if I did not, they would still accept me. Since coming to Zen, I have felt truly liberated. I am even happy. Where else could I sit doing embroidery, even though I am bad at embroidery?
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty nice, tree?
This happens sometimes. Gal is connected to the island's computer system. She's receiving a status update. It's nothing.
Is there anything to...
Galatea, do you hear that?
I can't hear anything.
There are 5 extra life signs inside the island perimeter. There is a 34.5% chance that they have hostile intentions, though they are approaching from a suboptimal angle.
They're coming through the gardens. They're going to be fast enough. Full alert!
Please stand by. This is Galatea. Zen is under attack. Please follow emergency measure Alpha.
Okay.
Miss Close, please remain here. The assembly hall is the safest building on the island.
It sounds like they need help.
In 67% of outcomes, you bet it is certain that whatever I tell you, you will act regardless of your own safety. Move through the east entrance and make sure that children are moving to shelters. Do not call out.
Okay. Okay. I'm through the east entrance on a path through the jungle. Sunlight through the canopy. There's a clearing. Fields are up ahead. It seems that there are people.
Move! Get to your shelters!
But we're supposed to be safe here. We're supposed to be safe. We're supposed to. We're supposed to.
Follow the signs to the shelters. I'll be right behind. Go. 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 Go.
Kelly Close.
Bone Grinder. What are you doing here?
I was hoping to meet an old friend.
And them?
Pawns of an indifferent government, hurting innocents like cowards, while the only worthy opponent rips through them like tissue paper. Call to him. I'm not above using hostages, but it would be simpler if you brought him here.
Why don't you sit down? We can talk about this.
Tell us your story.
That is soothing. But Ms. Close, I am already calm. And soon, I will finally be satisfied.
Put me down.
Call him here. Call his name. I want to hear you scream. Ah, my eternal adversary. Now to grind your bones into dust.
You killed them.
Not me. I am only here for...
You and Norris and Noka will not just leave me alone.
I act only for my...
You wanted my attention?
Cosmos.
You wanted to grind my bones?
Cosmos.
I will unmake you.
Cosmos, breathe. He's down.
For how long? I have spared them, and look what they've done. Kelly, I need to. Kelly, I need to. I already did it, Kelly. The soldiers, they were... They were children.
Attention. The threat has been neutralized. If you need medical assistance, please call out. Otherwise, make your way to the assembly room.
Are you still broadcasting?
I think so.
Live from SPR News in Washington, I'm Wenling Chen. We go now to the White House, where President Norris is addressing the actions of the kamikaze crew in Zen.
Yes, I know what I said. It's what our military intelligence refers to as a tactical maneuver.
Mr. President, this attack could be construed as an act of war. Is the intention here
that... Wars are conducted between nations. This so-called Zen is, it's not a country recognized by the UN nor by our allies. They are a renegade island led by a dangerous doppelganger aided by stolen technology. As of today, these United States will recognize them for what they truly are, a villainous state.
Mr. President, they're all refugees on that island.
The island and those on it have harbored international fugitives. Today, I call on the heroic organizations of the world to do their duty. Anyone who aids or harbors these Zenosian renegades will be met with the full weight of American strategic...
Live from Washington, I'm Stephen Singh. Better known as Quantum, the ultimate speedster.
Oh my god, Quantum!
They say no one can outrun death. Well, that was before death came for the fastest man alive. I took an oath to save anyone, not just superhumans. I always believed the differences in our people make the world worth saving. I also took an oath to fight villains. And they, well, they have something in common.
The future belongs to the...
They believe that some lives are worth more than others. Oh, they believe in sacrifices, but they want other people to make them. Nokov, Norris, Normcore want you to think that they're protecting you. They want you to think a bunch of children and refugees are something you need to be saved from. But I think the people in this country know a hero when they see one. And I think they can spot a villain. If you are in need, the real heroes will be there for you. Incognito will be there for you. I will be there for you. So stay safe and hold fast.
That was Stephen Singh reporting. Today's show was written and produced by John Dorsey and Maximilian Clark. Additional writing by Sally Keenan. Additional producing by Carla Lerner and Hunter Shelburne, with special thanks to Brenna Killeen. This episode's full cast can be found in the description below or on our website, sprpod.com. Be a hero to the show by sharing it with a friend. You can help us make more episodes by heading to patreon.com and looking up Superhuman Public Radio. Coming up next, is Quantum really back from the dead? No, really, is he? Because I am freaking out right now. This is SPR.
The Fable and Folly Network.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.